If we're lucky, teachers and mentors start giving us the tools to do great things when we're very young. And hopefully, figuring out how to use those tools can feel like play rather than work. Welcome to Rock Band Land. It's a place where 4 to 8-year-olds are introduced to music by learning to write it themselves. They go through the whole process up to when they're on stage in front of hundreds of screaming fans. KLW's Teddy Lederer takes us through their musical journey.
Seventeen kids sit cross-legged in a circle as they start spitting out ideas for their new song of the week.
We can write about anything we want, anything at all. We can write about an emotion. We can write about a feeling. We can write about a question. We can write about an adventure. We can write about something.
At the helm of this imaginative brainstorm is one of the two adults in the room, Brian Gorman. The only characters off limits? Zombies. One girl says they give her nightmares.
Well, who are they? Tell me about them. Are they all boys? Are they all girls? Are they boys and girls?
They're
are they
boys
friends?
And girls. Boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
How old are they? So, Rohan.
About six and nine.
About our age, like six, yeah, seven, six, eight, nine.
Yeah. Okay. Six, seven, eight, nine, heading to the movies by themselves. That in itself is an adventure, a little dangerous and a little scary for some people.
Maybe they're grandma and grandpa.
And no, their grandma and grandpa turned to lizards.
Their grandma and grandpa got shocked by lightning.
Gorman is one of the founders of Rock Band Land. 7 years ago, he was working as a preschool teacher by day, rocker by night, when the idea for Rock Band Land came to him. At the time, the music he was sharing with his young students was driving him a little nuts.
It was all cute, like bubblegum, like kind of just maddeningly irritating, like condescending music. And I was like, you know, like we can write a punk rock song with these kids, no problem. You know, they were four years old. I was like, we can easily write a punk rock song with four-year-olds.
So he started an after-school program, co-directed by his friend Marcus Stays, who joined 4 years ago.
I think our first song together was a two-chord, kind of like a Weezer song or something. Just really silly and simple and actually wasn't that catchy. It's just simple and silly. And then I realized after that, oh, we can make music that we both really like out of this because these ideas are great and there's this never-ending supply of ideas.
There are 4 rules to the songwriting process at Rock Band Land. Each song has to be original, no potty words, listen to each other's ideas, and the story cannot be mean-spirited.
Wait, guys, one second, let Odin do it again, then I want you guys to play along.
When it's time for the kids to write the music, they're separated into groups. Each one picks their favorite instrument, from keyboard to tambourine to guitar and drums, and tries to find a pattern that will fit with their song. And what's key to the Rock Band Land approach is that no kid is told how to play or given formal training. It's about feeling it out as they hear it in their heads. Rock Band Land is one of at least half a dozen rock schools in the Bay Area. The idea got popular after the 2003 hit movie, School of Rock.
What makes you mad more than anything in the world?
No allowance.
Chores. Bullies.
All you bullies get out of my way, because I am really ticked off.
Marcus Stays and Brian Gorman say their approach remains unique because of the amount of power that the children have in the whole process.
We operate under the guise of a rock camp, but we spend a lot of time just creating with the kids and coming up with just silly things to say or new ideas, all centered around the central story and song that we end up writing at the end of the camp.
We can really, really go to some like crazy fun places and have the energy kind of in any other class situation would seem totally nuts. But we can go there with our rockers because we really try to like emphasize respecting each other and the band and music and creating in general.
And part of that is giving students the real rock star experience of getting on stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, rockers and non-rockers alike, are you ready for the big show?
At the end of the 6-week camp, Around 300 parents and fans crowd into a theater in San Francisco's Mission District. Everyone is decked out in their favorite band's merchandise and line up outside the door to get a good seat.
Who here is a mom or dad of someone in a band?
Gorman says this performance is essential to the Rock Band Land experience.
The shows do wonders for kids. Like, we'll have lots of young rockers who are really, you know, at first a little shy or nervous even to just talk to Marcus and I, let alone be on stage with 300 people. And then 6 weeks later, they're on there and they are just screaming their heads off into the microphone. And, you know, it's sort of transformative for some of them, which is, you know, for us as like artists and teachers, that's like, that's it right there. That's the reward. Like, you know, as we know that, like, that's going to stay with them, you know, and it's a big thing.
It's no coincidence that the songs written at Rock Band Land are punk rock. The idea is to let kids break free from the mold of bubblegum pop and Disney cartoons. In this place, kids are allowed to sing about war, character death, magic gone awry, and good people going evil.
There are horrible things that happen in life, and kids are exposed to so much stuff, and we're all processing things differently, and, you know, we've found really wonderful ways to, like, explore kind of scary ideas, you know, through these kind of wild, you know, sometimes a little demented or, you know, just magical stories.
And what might otherwise be sad or infuriating just becomes an excuse to rock out.
Anything is possible, everything is possible, even the impossible in Rock
Band Land.
Reporting from deep within Rock Band Land, I'm Teddy Lederer for Cross Current.
Jeffrey is a class gorilla, but he's not a teacher's pet. We each get a week to take him home. I haven't had my chance yet. We were studying bad movies, watching snakes gone.